This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition for Week 6, Bucks Panthers Fantasy Exclusive Preview of Buccaneers Panthers in London. It is presented for the second straight year. The Bucks Bulletin is a spinoff of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and it is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group had an open house earlier this week. And I stopped by on my way back from playing some golf at Buckhorn Springs, and just nice to see everybody at Brandon Legal Group. Seeing David and Sean and Danelle and Colin and Ingrid. Now, Jeremy bailed on me. Jeremy is the marketing manager for Brandon Legal Group, and he went on a family vacation to New York. Ironically, he was the one who invited me to the open house. And then he wasn't there. I understand the family vacation, but I miss talking to Jeremy because when Brandon Legal Group plays in every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, Jeremy is there. Jeremy was so bad when he first started playing golf in my tournaments. He's not that bad anymore. We even talked about it at the open house. We have seen improvement in Jeremy's game. Brandon Legal Group is a wonderful presence at every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. In terms of just being there, buying the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour event, and they provide a very nice prize basket to every Todd Wright Tour event. Since this was the football-themed event annually, they provided a big tailgate gift basket that was won by a very happy player selected in the prize draft. I can't say enough about Brandon Legal Group and remind you that they are a full-service law firm. When you need legal assistance of any kind, and if you are in the greater Tampa Bay area, you can reach out to Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Or you can visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Also, it was nice to meet Ingrid at Brandon Legal Group. Because as Brandon Legal Group has become more and more involved in Todd Wright Tour events, they are often the sponsor of the gifts that we give out at Todd Wright Tour events, whether they are the golf shirts, the golf balls, the golf hats, the t-shirts, and Ingrid always needs one sample of everything we give her. And the funny part is, when, say, a Colin gives her the item, she's like, what am I going to do with this? And we remind her, it has your logo on it. You always want one sort of as evidence of what your company is doing. So it's funny. I got to meet Ingrid. Again, full service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4-BLG-4ME, BrandonLegalGroup.com. Nice open house, by the way. They had charcuterie. That's the key for me. For some of you with an open house, you're looking for cookies, or you're looking for the quality of the finger foods, the booze. For me, if you're going to have an open house, if you're going to have a party, you need to have charcuterie. Now, I have a friend who is convinced I just like saying the word charcuterie. Oh, no. And I don't, well, I like food. Food doesn't like me. I like charcuterie. And apparently it agrees with me much better than most foods do. All right, let's get to Bucks Panthers in London. Remember, for fantasy purposes, this is an early start. I know last week the Raiders-Bears game in London was in line with the 1 o'clock Eastern time starts. This one is not. This is, as I think all London games should be, played Eastern time in the morning. Create another time window. Why not? I'm sure the pregame shows don't like it, but too bad. It's another exclusive window to watch an NFL game or have it as an option. So this is a morning kickoff Eastern time. This is insanely early for my guys in the desert. At VEASAN, what, 6:30 a.m. NFL action For Gil Alexander and company, remember, I am on VSiN every Thursday morning with Gil Alexander on A Numbers Game, talking fantasy football, 10:30 a.m. Eastern, 7:30 a.m. Pacific time. But remember, early start for Bucks Panthers. If you, like me, generally wake up and wait for the 11:30 a.m. inactives to sort of finalize your lineup, if you have any Bucks and Panthers, you need to do it a few hours earlier. The inactives will be available at roughly 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. Nothing really stands out. Not even McCaffrey's name popping up on the report this week. There's no way McCaffrey's not going to play in this game. There's just no way. We'll get to him. He's an entity all to himself. I owned him last year. How I didn't win, again, I won the Governor's Cup in my foundation league, but how I didn't win last year when I had Kamara and McCaffrey on the same team. Drafted him in back-to-back rounds. Yep. And got beat in the playoffs. That's just what happens to me. We'll get to McCaffrey in a moment. Let's go by position. Quarterback. Jameis Winston, DraftKings has him ranked as the 12th best quarterback this week. Four teams are on byes. You can do better. I like the Carolina pass defense. We'll get to their DST, but their pass defense is above average. Jameis did have the bounce back game in week two. Remember, these teams played just a month ago. Bucks won the game. Jameis looked significantly better than he did in week one. But I'm not going out of my way to tell you that Winston is your starter in season long leagues this week. Even DraftKings is telling you there's 11 better other options out there. And the matchup is not great. Last week, barely 200 yards in the loss to the Saints, and two picks were wiped out by Saints penalties. Basically, all of Jameis Winston's passing yards last week were Chris Godwin yards. That's it. Kyle Allen, I know many are getting to the point where they are streaming quarterbacks against bad defenses, and I've talked about this in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. This isn't a week I think you do it. Kyle Allen had a strong first game, I believe that was against Arizona, and everybody throws the ball on Arizona. He's DraftKings number 19 this week. Since his debut, he's thrown one touchdown in the last two games. He has a fumble issue. I don't think this is a streaming option for you this week if you are in need of a quarterback in season-long leagues. I also don't think this is a smart place for you to play a Kyle Allen to save money in daily. Moving on to running back, let's go ahead and get to Christian McCaffrey. The back situation, I don't expect it will cost McCaffrey anything this week. The more serious back injury may be David Johnson, just because of what Chase Edmonds was given the opportunity to do last week in Arizona. Again, listen to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for more information on that situation in that game in the next 48 hours. But as far as McCaffrey, he's the number one player in fantasy football through 5 weeks, and here is why. Of a possible 342 offensive plays for Carolina this year, McCaffrey has sat 14 of them. That's it. Now, remember last year when C.J. Anderson kind of came in and saved the day for the Rams, and there was this perception that, well, where was C.J. Anderson before? Well, he was in Carolina, and they didn't use him. And what a horrible move by Carolina. No, it wasn't. You're not going to play C.J. Anderson over Christian McCaffrey. You're not going to take Christian McCaffrey off the field. And that's playing out again this year. McCaffrey has 62 touches the last two games. There's your volume. In the first game against Tampa Bay, Todd Bowles' game plan worked against McCaffrey. McCaffrey had only 53 total yards against the Bucs. Expect different this time around. That's the way McCaffrey is wired, and expect the offensive game plan to be prepared to get McCaffrey in some space. Ronald Jones continues to get more volume than Peyton Barber, but last week's game against the Saints, game flow went against him, and it wasn't a step forward for Jones off the good game against the Rams. To me, there's not enough here. If you're rostering Ronald Jones in a season-long league, that's fine. But I'm not excited about playing him this week off a 9-for-35, 2-catch-21-yard performance. For example, DraftKings prices him about the same as Adrian Peterson this week, and that's not saying much. Just one touchdown this season for Ronald Jones. All right, moving on to the wide receivers. Mike Evans, 3 targets, 0 catches last week. In the previous game against Carolina, Evans' game was decent, but it's a tough matchup against James Bradbury, as it was last week against Marshawn Lattimore. Evans isn't going to have a goose egg this week. If you own Mike Evans, yes, you're playing him. Temper your expectations. Just hope that you get one or two deep balls. That seems to be a big barometer for Mike Evans in this Bruce Arians, Byron Leftwich offense, much more so than Chris Godwin. As it relates to Chris Godwin, we've been saying it since August. This is a rock-solid wide receiver, too. He's actually putting up wide receiver one numbers. He is an every-week starter, even when you hear about how he's battling a hip injury and he's missing a midweek practice. Don't be concerned about it. He's playing through it. He's playing very effectively. He runs routes that Jameis Winston can count on. He can catch balls from Jameis Winston. DraftKings has him as the 12th highest priced player. I think that's way too low, even against a quality pass defense in the Carolina Panthers. Off a 7-125, 2-touchdown game last week. Carolina's wide receivers, here we go again. And I talked about how I don't think Kyle Allen is a great streaming option this week, even against the Bucs pass defense. And as Teddy Bridgewater raised his floor from 200 to 300 yards last week against the Bucs. DJ Moore, let's see, 8 targets, 6 grabs, 91 yards. Okay, just nothing to get excited about there. One touchdown this season. That's it. One for DJ Moore. Curtis Samuel, many people that covered Carolina training camp said this was the breakout guy. It hadn't happened. And his longest reception since Kyle Allen took over for Cam Newton is 15 yards. There are no big plays here. He also won touchdown this season. I don't think you're playing DJ Moore or Curtis Samuel in season-long leagues. I don't. At tight end, for those of you that play the outdated mandatory tight end start type league, type format, Greg Olsen, yeah. If nothing else, because Greg Olsen went 6-for-110 a month ago against the Bucs defense. You have seen tight ends. Cook bubbled up his best game of the year last week for the Saints against the Bucs defense. Evan Engram had the big catch and run early in the second half when the Giants came back against the Bucs. Olsen is someone to consider. Even DraftKings has him as the 8th best tight end this week. And there's a lot of reasons for that. O.J. Howard, not so much. O.J. already had his biggest catch of the week. It was a foul ball in the American League Division Series between the Rays and the Astros. DST, obviously, you're not considering the Bucs DST. Carolina's DST, yeah, you can. DraftKings has them number 5 this week. They have 20 sacks on the season. A majority of those came in week 3 and week 4, but 20 sacks over 5 games, that's an average of 4 sacks per game. That shows that this defensive line, first-round pick Brian Burns and others, they push. They get pressure. 4 picks total on the season. They force 4 fumbles. So the numbers are there. If Jameis is affected by the travel to London and his offensive line does not play well, and if Carolina has some new wrinkles that he has that he and the offensive line haven't seen, and Jameis has a bad game, Carolina's DST will have a good game. Therefore, Carolina could be a defensive option this week for you, whether it's in daily or in season-long leagues. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin Edition comes your way every week, even in the Bucks bye week. So we'll be here again next week. We'll sort of do a reset on what's going on for the Bucks, and we'll do a quick look ahead to the following week against Tennessee. But the Bucks Bulletin is basically, it's like a Netflix show. It is 16 episodes that we do every week. We do not talk fantasy week 17, because if you are in a season-long league and you are still playing fantasy football in week 17, your commissioner should be fired, because that's basically preseason football at the end of the year. So we're here all 16 weeks of the regular season prior to week 17, and it is presented by Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. And thanks to Brandon Legal Group for the charcuterie at the open house. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin. Remember, you can also listen to information on the entire league in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And if you're looking for a non-fantasy approach from me, it's the Todd Wright Toddcast. We have already done 54 episodes this year of the Todd Wright Toddcast. Episode 55 is forthcoming. You can find these other podcasts via joebucksfan.com and or where all major podcasts are platformed and distributed. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. We'll talk to you next time.